and welcome to IRI Growth Insights, featuring IRI thought leaders, industry partners, and guests. For more than 40 years, IRI has been known for its invaluable data, but these podcasts delve into the insights the data reveal to fuel market disruption and market growth for those in the CPG, retail, healthcare, and media markets. I'm your host, Joan Driggs, coming to you from IRI's corporate headquarters in Chicago. Thanks for joining us. Today, I'm joined by my good friend and colleague, Larry Levin, Executive Vice President, Market and Shopper Intelligence here at IRI. Larry's coming to us from his home office in sunny California, and I am here in Chicago, which aspires to be sunny. Today, Larry and I are going to be talking about the convenience channel, and we've actually been having some fun with even naming this segment. I'm opting for At Your Convenience. And Larry, what was your top pick?
Well, first, Joan, good morning. And yes, it is a beautiful sunny day in Los Angeles, but this is not about redundancy. This is about opportunity.
Ouch.
I really love the title Convenient Truth. I think the bottom line is that the convenience channel has such opportunity. And the truth is that manufacturers and retailers need to come together and recognize this is the growth engine of CPG and take advantage of opportunities to connect with shoppers and consumers as they come into this powerful channel.
So I view this channel as being very confusing. And maybe it is coming from the Chicago area where we have such abundant retail options. But for me, when I look at convenience, it's getting confusing. The lines are blurring. So I see a lot of shifting to healthier items. Like, would Amazon Go be considered a convenience store? Like that whole cashierless. So can you tell me what convenience, how do you define convenience?
Well, I think convenience is answering a need to obviously get in and out quickly. Amazon Go has done a phenomenal job of building a new mantra in the consumer's mind of coming into its stores, shopping for what I want, and walking right out. And it becomes the new benchmark of convenience. And certainly we've seen in the media recently where 7-Eleven is experimenting with a similar cashierless concept. There's stores up in the Bay Area called The Loop, which are also modeling what Amazon has gone through. But that's just one element of convenience. And there's a lot happening in the channel that is still showing about the ripeness, the opportunity for financial benefit in this channel. But I think conceptually, it's interesting to see what Amazon and Loop and others are doing to bring convenience to the next level.
And yeah. So I think in that sense, we're talking, like, I've heard a couple things already, and one of them is the need for speed. So maybe we've got like a third title going there. But technology, like the role of technology in speeding up this transactional retail channel. In fact, have you seen that Amazon has put in a patent for a wave technology where rather than using the app on your phone, it's hoping to just use your hand and the vein recognition on your hand to identify you? I thought that was kind of interesting.
I mean, when you think about biometrics as a way to drive convenience, it's not relevant to what we're talking about now here necessarily, but think about what Clear has done with the ability to use your eyes to get through security. And Clear is going to expand out to stadiums and other areas. So we are all about fast, efficient convenience. And so certainly using biometrics is going to be a way for people to get through shopping experiences in other parts of our lives because, right, God forbid, we wait a minute.
Oh, truly. I mean, I bought into Clear immediately. So I'm a big fan. And, you know, talking about even like your personal protection and stuff like that, I thought to get through the airport faster, I'm in. So yep. I get that. So Larry, let's talk a little bit about the convenience landscape. Because I know some of the things that we're talking about, like fresh and technology, they're big, they're on the horizon. But where are we today with the convenience channel? What does it look like?
I think the best way to think about the convenience channel is momentum. The channel has so much momentum. I've been studying the convenience channel for 3 or 4 years now, and every year I'm astonished at how much growth the channel has recognized and how much it contributes to growth in overall CPG, which is why I think it's really important for manufacturers to recognize the need to have the right assortment in front of the right consumer in this channel. Because this past year, our data suggests that there were about 18 billion trips that consumers made to channels across the United States. The C-store channel itself is a little over 2.5% of all trips, but it grew 6% again on top of growth year on year.
Wow.
And so it becomes a destination. And when we talk about C-store trip growth, it's not just about people coming to the gas pump. It's because that we don't measure as a trip. What we measure as a trip is when somebody goes inside the store and buys something and scans it and lets us know that, in fact, there was a relationship that was built with that channel or any of the other channels that IRI measures on a regular basis. So the constant repeat in growth has been astronomical, and it's contributing to more dollars in the channel because, according to the data that we have from our scan data, the channel recognized about $160 billion in revenue. It's the first time it's gone over that benchmark, and that's building on growth on growth on growth. And just one way to benchmark that, the CPG industry itself only grew 2% year on year, but the C-store channel grew 3.3%. So we are seeing outsized growth. And when you look at one of my favorite stats, which is contribution to growth, that's where the C-store channel really rises above its competition. 19% of all CPG dollars run through this channel, but 28% of the growth. So again, it's just, it's such an important channel. And I hope that manufacturers continue to recognize the opportunities that are resonant in this channel.
But when I look at the top categories in convenience, you know, it seems to me like it's the same categories that it was 30 years ago. Cigarettes, beverage alcohol, energy drinks, which might be, you know, a little bit newer, but certainly are core to that convenience channel. Traditional soft drinks, and now I think maybe like smokeless tobacco, like e-cigs are huge. Even like salty snacks are way up there among those top categories. That, how has the assortment changed that these remain those driving categories?
Well, because these top categories have been the foundation of this segment forever. And they will always remain that. I mean, think about tobacco and, you know, tobacco has become more important to the channel in the last few years because other channels have made a concerted effort to eliminate that assortment. So if I'm looking for an option for tobacco, my choice set was refined significantly when especially the drug channel opted to not necessarily sell tobacco. So
great point. So are you telling me that maybe some of that amazing growth that you've seen in convenience is due to tobacco?
Well, some of it is due to tobacco, but a lot of it is really due to what's happening in the underbelly of the channel. There's a lot happening in snacking. There's a lot happening in better for you consumption because, as we all know, people continue to want to eat on the go. And the convenience channel is a perfect way to fulfill that. That's why you've heard me say many times my favorite new word that I came up with a few years ago is the cafeteria, because the car is the new dining room table and the convenience channel fuels that better than anybody.
Right.
So a lot is happening, but we can't forget that the top five categories still make up 64% of our business. They are what fills the need for so many consumers. Now, as you said before, there has been significant growth. Energy drinks continue to grow, far outpacing the C-store industry at 9.5%. Salty Snacks has been growing beautifully in that channel to a point where Salty Snacks is growing faster in C-store than it is in rest of market, and it's still growing beautifully in rest of market. So the manufacturers see these pockets of opportunity, and they are investing with the right assortment in front of the right people at the right time.
I do think, you know, kind of going back to your Carfruteria comment, I see so many convenience chains really upping their fresh offerings, and it is so impressive. I mean, and this is funny, you started out by saying people aren't willing to wait in line, but you can go into a lot of convenience stores and fresh products are being made to order. So people do have to wait. So it's, and again, it's a comfortable enough environment that they are picking up all those other items, the energy drinks, maybe the tobacco products, salty snacks, maybe to go with the sandwich, at the same time. But it's really interesting how fresh is, to me, changing the face of convenience.
Well, it's showing how the channel responded to a need state, because the consumer was looking for healthy alternatives. And certain retailers in particular have really kind of led the pack in driving fresh sandwiches and fresh coffee and pastries. And it has become a new benchmark for what consumers are expecting. Now, IRI doesn't measure the sales of fresh sandwiches unless it's a UPC based. But I think what's important here is the fact that you are looking here at an industry that, at least from a scan data perspective, it's a little under $500 million, but it's been growing, and it becomes a trip driver. And in some of the work that I've looked at, where we're segmenting men versus women and their attitudes towards using the channel, for women in particular, healthy alternatives has been driving them to come more often. And so if it may not be that big dollar ring up at the register like some of these other categories, but it is driving growth, and it's driving growth at a faster rate than the rest of market for fresh.
Well, and I think too, you know, and this is going back to some of those earlier comments that we made about technology. Technology and fresh are working together, you know, with some of the apps that you mentioned, like 7-Eleven has a really cool app. Other stores have loyalty apps where you can even pre-order sandwiches and stuff for extra convenience. So, and I think women, like you
said, do that because the C-store channel has got to look at its competitive set a little bit differently than maybe some of the bigger channels, because if I'm a C-store channel, Starbucks is right there in my competitive landscape. And obviously the Starbucks mobile app and my ability to walk into Starbucks and have my coffee and my sandwiches or my fresh pastries waiting for me is something that puts the convenience channel in either an offensive or defensive position to be able to respond to that.
Now, you talk a lot about assortment and having the right assortment in the right place for the right shoppers. Where do you see opportunity in the convenience channel in terms of assortment? Are there other things that, you know, maybe speak to the fresh space or speak to some of those other categories that are already dominant? Where are some opportunities?
Well, actually, another opportunity that is just on the burgeoning side right now is CBD. Now, the CBD within C-store is a very, very big opportunity. It's not big dollars right now. And some of the data that we have from 2019 suggests that the CBD hemp sales in C-store was a little over $112 million. But importantly, it doubled from a year ago, where it was $67 million, so almost doubling. 20 million units were sold in C-store last year of CBD products. If I'm looking for opportunity for growth and feeding a need, a consumer need state again, CBD becomes really powerful. Now, Last year, the vast majority were non-edibles. You know, lots of healthcare type derivatives being sold through C-Store with CBD and hemp positioning. Mm-hmm. But it's about the opportunity. We're seeing a lot of CBD-infused beverages and other things that are going to come to market that will continue to grow. So if I'm looking for pockets of opportunity to satisfy a need state, certainly areas around CBD become opportunistic.
You know, I absolutely agree with you. I think it kind of goes with something that I've observed in the C-Store channel over a long time, and that is that the C-Store channel seems to be really agreeable to a lot of like incubator or little innovation pushes. You know, I think of back to like some of the things that 7-Eleven has set up over the many, many years, you know, that they would partner or license different movie themes or be the first with a product before it went into another channel. I see that as highly valuable in loyalty, like being the first to get something or partnering with a manufacturer in a new way. I think that that's great. And I think CBD is very much aligned with that. Maybe a little edgier right now, but certainly that fits with the channel.
I don't see it being edgier, actually.
No?
I think CBD is answering a consumer need again, and we do a lot of work in the industry, as you know, talking with partners like Jessica Lucas and Chris von der Linden, but the acceptance of CBD is not your stereotype. It is consumers of all ages and, you know, all legal ages, if you will, and all different kinds of needs, whether it's to, soothe an ache or whatever it might be. So, I don't think it's so edgy anymore. I think that
let me rephrase that. I definitely see what you're saying, because I do know that the consumers of both CBD and the like psychoactive ingredient THC are definitely using these products for what we would consider wellness and relaxation. And to your point, you know, they might be something topical that you can put on, you know, for like sore muscles and things like that. But there is so much ignorance out there. And maybe that's why I'm thinking it's a little bit edgier, because it really is, it is really up to the manufacturers and the retailers to help educate consumers of these products. And that's where I don't really see the C-Store channel playing a big role. I mean, dispensaries for sure with their bud tenders. But convenience channel, I don't know.
I agree with you. And I think that that is not just an area that's an epidemic for the C-Store channel. It's an epidemic across CPG that these different retailers, as cannabis expands and CBD becomes a little bit more, continues to become mainstream, the education needs of the retailer's staff is critical. Mm-hmm. But to me, the opportunity for pockets of growth within the channel, CBD is right there at the forefront, not just in C-Store, but in the CPG industry in general. The other thing about the C-Store channel that has contributed to its growth is that we've segmented heavy versus medium versus lapsed users over the last couple of years. And heavy users 2 years ago were 15% of the C-Store shoppers. Now they're up to 25%. So the people that liked the channel began to love the channel. The channel began to continue to respond to my needs. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at more and more people becoming heavy users, that's just going to drive your dollar rings. That's going to get more people coming to this channel for trips, and you got to be ready to embrace and accept them.
So just to recap, Larry, some of the things that we've talked about today have been that, yep, channels are definitely blurring, but the convenience has unlimited opportunity to continue to up their game and focus their assortment for their shoppers, their local shoppers. Fresh is definitely going to be part of that. And that technology, anything that helps speed that that trip is going to be vital.
No doubt about it.
Larry, I appreciate that you have given us your time when it was convenient for all of us. I think that we had a speedy conversation and we used technology to get the job done. And it looks fresh in your neighborhood.
Well, Joan, thank you. I always like to pump up the ideas here of some exciting opportunities that are resident in this channel. And let's just keep meeting 24/7.
Thanks, Larry. Bye.
All right, Joan. Talk to you.
Thank you for listening. Please become a subscriber and let us know what you want to learn more about. We'll serve it up in a future IRI Growth Insights episode. Look for us wherever you get your podcasts and be sure to review IRI Growth Insights. Also, visit us on the web at iriworldwide.com and connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.